Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Stephen Jones is coming up in 1 hour. Got the Stephen Jones here on a proper Football Friday. General at your service. At East, there's brought us the former Cowboy Scout, the Super Bowl champ. Lucius Alexander's back home in the Pimp Cup at Master Control here, 75 and fits you. Fixing to go five flawless. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo here. Ramon Cruz, remote engineering as well. And along with you, we are the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. My bad. I was promoting a Flagtober of Flag Day. We don't have any flags here with us today, so stay tuned for your next opportunity to pick one up. But, you know, it's just my apologies. I'll do my best to make it up to you. Cowboys Commanders at AT&T Sunday, 3:25. I think Cowboys are going to win this game 37-33.
Love it.
That's my prediction.
Picking the dub. Yeah. I was kind of feeling a dub as well. Oh, I was driving
winning.
In and
they're,
it was
they're
just
not
like,
losing to Washington. Are you kidding me? Washington coming into AT&T. They're going to split the season series. They'll lose on Christmas Day. And that's going to suck for all of us. But they'll get this
win. Boy, that could be bad because that game could be for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Maybe the last one.
Doesn't that feel like how this season's going to go a little bit?
Yeah.
They're just going to be like making you think, hey, we're in this. And then, oop. Get your heart ripped out right at the end there.
But this is not one of those weeks.
No.
This is a week for excitement.
Yeah.
This is a week to feel like, hey, maybe we can do something. This is a week to say, hey, our offense can score 45 points when our defense gives up 44.
Yeah.
With a team that's got a couple of injuries.
Are you going 45-44 Cowboys
that's a good
victory?
Prediction.
Yeah, I was somewhere around there. I was thinking about a 50 spot. For one of these
you were
teams.
Thinking about like a Denver, the Denver-Dallas game, that 51-48 game that
yeah, there's a part of
Romo
me.
And Manning hooked up in.
There's a part of me. Yeah, absolutely. I think the over will hit by roughly shortly after halftime.
To like what, 55?
Yeah.
Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Maybe, yeah, 54.5, 55.5, something like that. Both teams are touching 30 easy, and I think there's a real chance they both touch 40.
Yeah, I think, you know, the obviously turnovers could trip you up. Obviously, sure. You know, penalties could I think this game could really go either way. But just looking at Washington, man, they got a lot of work to do, don't they? They got a lot of work to do before they're a good team. Last year wasn't like their ascension. Last year was an outlier for a massively flawed roster. I think as long as you don't try to just ram it up the middle and get crushed like you did last week, you're going to have success running the ball. This guy on the outside, who Preston Smith, he looks ancient. Bobby Wagner is getting tackles, but dude is ancient. He's just a giant plug in the middle that's going to wrap up anything in the area. And I guess he's smart, you know, but yeah. I just feel like their secondary is bad. Like, your offense is going to have a field day, and with CeeDee coming back and Pickens doing what he does and Turpin and Booker, you're going to score so many damn points on Sunday. It's going to give us some good vibes.
Do you feel like with Washington potentially being out, and I don't haven't seen an injury report, but there was talk about – I know McLaren is
– They announced
he's
him out. Yeah.
But what about Samuel? So there might be a situation where both of those guys being out, then maybe that makes – I still think that the Commanders were going to try and run the ball anyway.
Right.
But I wonder if you take those two guys out of it, then it turns into McCaffrey and then you're tied in there,
Ertz.
Zach Ertz. But then it's – Kroski Merritt running the ball, do you think you get the thing to 40 with the Commanders' receivers being out like that?
Yeah, I still do, because I think the Cowboys' defense is still that bad. Like Luke McCaffrey, all these guys will still have a good day, and both offenses will play well. I'm just going to bank on Jaden Daniels maybe making one or two more mistakes than Dak Prescott, Butter Aubrey being the lethal monster that he is. Yeah. Maybe it's a towards the end of the game field goal to try and make it happen for the victory. But both offenses are going to be humming.
I like Dallas here. I do. The problem is, which defense do you trust more?
If you were looking
at this game, what defense with, you know, we'll see what happens with, does Armstrong play?
Yeah.
You know, because he's their pass rush guy. Frankie Louvu is better than any linebacker you've got. So him as a linebacker and as a blitzer could be a problem. But Dallas's offensive line has done a good job with their pass protection. The run blocking was poor last week. I just wonder which defense is more likely to make the other one blink first. You know, we don't have really any faith in Dallas's defense.
Well, in this one, I do think it'll be the Cowboys' defense that does it.
Do you?
I do. And I think it is. You have so much that is possibly going to be lost along this Washington offense. And I do think it's very capable that Luke McCaffrey has a big game. Zach Ertz,
but I'm just saying, which defense?
The Cowboys.
You trust Dallas's defense just because
with no McLaurin, and it does not sound like from Debo's quote that he's going to be playing. He said that it's aggravated for sure.
Yeah, it's
his injury.
Yeah,
and we're just going to have to see. So unless he gets like shot up before the game and he's just going to deal with the pain, but I'm willing to say that you don't have Debo and they already ruled out McLaurin. Can they run all over you? Sure, they absolutely could.
Yeah.
But I think the Cowboys are going to be able in this one with a shorthanded Washington offense compared to Dallas, who is going to have pretty much everybody back except for Cooper Beebe. So
I mean, scoring defense, Washington's giving up 10 points per game less than the Cowboys.
Yeah. This is one singular game, and much like Brad Sham says, last week and this week have never met each other. So, I mean, I think you got to look at this like situationally, boys. Washington does not have all of their parts, and I know that we've seen the Cowboys be able to get a win with four backup offensive linemen. I think, thank God, we played the Jets that day. The Jets absolutely stink. Washington, I think you can find a way. Can you just get three stops the entire game? I think that can win it for you.
You know you're going to give up a stop on yourself because the opening drive, they haven't done anything. So there's one punt.
Yeah.
How many times can you honestly afford to punt in this football game and feel like you're safe?
Once.
Once a half.
Two punts for the whole game, right?
I think so.
Chief, you're kind of trying to figure this thing out.
I am. I'm thinking two at most. Two at most.
Isn't that terrible? Isn't it terrible to think that you're going into a game and you can't even use a punt as a change the field position because that thing's coming back at you probably 96 yards.
Yeah. Five touchdowns and 12, three field goals.
12 plays later, you know.
Yeah, it gets you to your 44, 45 points.
It's sad that you're having to even think about how to even get stops, and you don't even have. There's nothing defensively that you can hang your hat on.
No.
There's nothing. At least through first 6 weeks of the season, there's nothing you could say, well, man, that Cowboy pass rush sure can handle something. Oh, wait, Cowboy run defense. No, they've been so poor in so many levels, you know, and even with teams being compromised, it's hard. I like Dallas in this game. I'm going to pick Dallas to win. But, man, I mean, if I could see the other side of it because – the defense is so bad that it makes the offense have to play perfect.
Washington can protect pretty good and they can run block pretty good. Those are things that are going to happen, and your front is not going to be able to get them. So once you have those things established and a good quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and, you know, it hurts them to not have McLaurin and Debo, but professional wide receivers and a good tight end is all it's going to take to run up the score on the other side. So I think it's going to be like who makes the fewest mistakes on offense.
Yeah, I would say so for sure. And right now I do trust the Cowboys offense to make less mistakes when it comes to the turnovers and things like that. You've seen Bill Kroski Merritt put the ball in the turf a little bit.
Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels is still super good, and he's going to look awesome out there. But, like, his scrambling and stuff hasn't been overly efficient this year because he's still dealing with that knee injury. So he's still, you're not dealing with Jaden Daniels at the height of his powers, even though I'm sure he's still going to have some highlight reel plays against you. This is little to do with the Cowboys' defense because I do expect the Commanders to put up a ton of points.
Yeah. Trayvon Diggs out with a concussion, hurt at home, some sort of an accident. No other details on that situation. So I guess, you know, the frustration with Trayvon Diggs continues to mount here, Wolchuk. How you feeling over there, buddy?
I mean, at some point, when do you just say, we're good here? We're done.
Oh, what, do you want to trade him?
Or cut him.
Right now?
What would Jimmy do? You know, sometimes I ask myself that. And you're going to cost yourself a ton of money. You got the deadline coming up. Can I get a six-round pick for him? Maybe.
Man, I was trying to play him at free safety, and now we want to cut him. But
yeah, there's always something.
How much does he even want to
be a part of your team?
I understand.
And how much?
So when you hear at-home accident, you hear it was his fault?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Frisco police have said there wasn't an incident in terms of anybody was called. Like, could you have slipped and fell in the shower? It's possible. I don't know.
There's people in the organization I just asked that they're saying they have no idea.
No idea, right.
They have no idea.
So, I mean, and this isn't the first
time.
Maybe
they don't want to admit it, but they're saying no idea right now.
Just always something. And, look, anytime I've been around Diggs, he's always been cool to me. I don't have anything personal issue with the player whatsoever. But
Pretty cool dude.
Your play's declined. I don't know how much you really want to be here. Does that end up having a negative effect when you're having communication issues on the back end? Joe Flacco just showed up 2 weeks ago to Cincinnati's and balling out. I know he's been a lifer in the league and he knows pretty much any single offense, but we're going into week seven. We're having communications on the back end. How much of that is a Trayvon Diggs that maybe isn't really putting forth maximum effort? I don't know, but this is one where it's like how many times – again, if he was healthy, I don't think he would be on this team right now anyway because they already would have moved him. So at some point you got to worry like, should you cut your losses. I mean, this is irritating.
Yeah, and who knows what it was. You know, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and, you know, hopefully nothing too unfortunate happened or could happen again. But as an employer that's evaluating this or as a football team evaluating this that has a contract for services with a player, how much longer do we want to continue this?
You only have 17
of these.
Do we
feel like we can trust him? Yeah. And is he helping you that much? Yeah. You know? I would look at it like, can we get anything for him in trade? And if we can, then I like that idea. But just letting the guy go in a season where you need all the defensive help you can get, I think that
is would
be
he helping
extreme.
You? I mean, we're sitting here talking about Luke McCaffrey crushing your secondary. I mean, you have absolutely no faith, even if Diggs was playing, in Diggs. So if you don't have faith in that guy to begin with, and you don't want to cut him just to cut him because you need the body. I mean, what's
he's probably
doing
better
for
than Triquez Bridges, wouldn't you say? Better than Kalen Carson?
I don't know.
I think he is.
We shouldn't be talking about this as a problem anyway.
Yeah.
You should have two former All-Pro corners that you're thinking, hell yeah, you got Diggs, you got Bland. We paid these guys. That should not be an issue. Cornerback should not be a talking point right now with this team. But it's one of the biggest talking points.
Yeah, and your need
That's
is
all
huge.
Fair. That's all
it,
fair.
It really sucks how unfortunate it is how many good players have been brought down by injury. Like, you should have a 30-year-old Leighton Vander Esch right now in the middle of your defense, but he can't stay healthy. And maybe some of that they brought on themselves. On Overshown's return, Jerry Jones this morning with KNC Masterpiece. We don't want to really push that, but we need him yesterday. He's an outstanding player. You're talking about a good influence on the team. On the defensive issues, you can tweak defenses and make a dramatic difference, said Jerry. We've had three different coordinators over the last 3 years, and that's my fault. I think our defense will improve, and it will improve to the level of preventing some scoring. Okay, look at that confidence from Jerry Jones. We're going to prevent some scoring.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Thursday night football, Steelers lost to the Bengals, similar to how the Cowboys lost to the Panthers. Couldn't get off the field, couldn't get a stop. They run the clock down, kick a field goal, as Joe Flacco did turn back the clock.
He did.
A little bit.
He looked incredible. So did Rodgers.
Yeah, Rodgers looked good too, but Ja'Marr Chase, no doubt.
Ooh.
best receiver in the game. He was 16 of 23 targets. He was targeted 23 times, 161 yards, and a touchdown there in that game. Okay, we're off and running here on a Football Friday. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. Come on by, play some pickleball. Stella Artois is going to be here with some beer samples for those 21 and over. Be careful, because some of them say 0.0 on them.
Yeah.
And if you're expecting the full flavor deal. You're gonna crack open an NA, and you know, for me, that's perfect. For
it's
everybody.
Refreshing, though.
It is.
The NAs are good.
It's incredible how close it is in flavor. I don't think you could. I think you can get a taste test.
I totally agree with you on that.
Okay, we got a G Bag of the Day champion replay on the other side. Then Wolchuk's top 10 at 220, buddy. Where are you taking it?
We'll get you some college football news, and it's National Pasta Day. The top 10 most popular pasta dishes in the U.S. of A. What's your favorite pasta dish? That's next.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Nation.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Back Nation live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. And it's a Football Friday. Trying to build some momentum towards Sunday's 3:25 kickoff. You'll have the pregame with Broaddus and Chief at noon. It'll be a time. And, of course, Broaddus and Wolchuk will have your postgame with all the press conferences and the locker room availability. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If your loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation. 214-817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com. Here he is in the Pimp Cup, L.A.
Yeah, does my mic sound nice? Check one.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Does my mic sound nice? Check two. All right. Happy Friday, gentlemen. We made it.
Happy Friday.
We made it.
Happy Friday.
Hey. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. You want to stick around for that because there's some great challenges lined up, I promise you. I got some John Blaze for you, bruh.
Ooh, nice.
John Blaze. All right, this is day number one going for two of this champion audio because we did not get to G-Bag of the Day yesterday due to technical difficulties. I think Mercury was in retrograde, is what they say. Is that the girls say?
Oh, that's what was happening.
I think Mercury was in retrograde because we went to network after that. Even network was having glitches and problems with their satellite feed.
No way.
Yeah.
What a day, huh?
What a day. And then I'm watching the MLB, the playoffs, and Fox had issues with their microphones. Yeah. I said Mercury was just retrograde, and I said, you, Mercury. All right, anyway, let's go to the Fan After Dark here on the Fan, our night show with host Fred Davis, shout out to you, Shipmate, and his special guest host, Blake Elliott. They were going over the top the top people that could score on this Cowboys defense. And, well.
At number one, now, is he mobile with his legs? No.
Stephen Hawking.
Do you have to put him in a wheelchair? And maybe we don't want him doing the play calls.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just hearing the calls. And you won't need much blocking because Kenneth Murray's the one in the hole. Give me Stephen Hawking at the one spot. I don't see that being stopped. Ron, laugh.
Juke rank. Spin move.
Oh, Fred.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, it's touchdown. Not, I'm touchdown. Trying to say something. Come on, bro. It's just not even well said. No move needed.
No move needed.
That's awful.
That's weed.
Here we go. Yeah.
Sam Williams.
Black and mild.
Hey, man, the views expressed right there in that clip. Do not, just let you know. Man. They don't reflect.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good joke, man.
Yeah, that's great.
I've often wondered where things went wrong for Fred. And then he says stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Now it all makes sense.
I can't believe he's been fired twice.
I get it. Okay.
He is amazing. Time now for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 220. Here's Zach with an H.
Thank you very much. All right, 877-881-1053. Let me know your favorite pasta dish. We'll celebrate the top 10 most popular pastas in all of the U.S. of A. A lot of college football news ahead of a big Saturday tomorrow. Got an update on your LSU linebacker, Whit Weeks, from Pete Thamel, dealing with that ankle. He's going to warm up and attempt to play tomorrow against Vandy. He's considered doubtful, and he's been limited in practice and faces long odds. He's expected to give it a shot as he battles a bone bruise, and the ankle is what it is. So, look, Whit Weeks, the trainer's probably going to have to step in and save him from himself.
Sure.
I'm sure he's going to go out there and say, everything's fine, and then they're going to say, ooh, Whit! Let's go ahead and hold this one out for a second.
Yeah. Vanderbilt at home is a pretty good bet.
To me, a good win for LSU if they can get it.
Absolutely.
But Vandy, my gosh, how about those odds this week? Finally, for the first time in a long time, they've got it going their way. Now, Bruce Feldman, big report for Texas Tech. Their star defensive tackle, Skylar Gil-Howard, had surgery. He is going to be out for the year unless they're able to make a deep playoff run. So the plan is that he can try and get back in time for Texas Tech if they can make the playoff, which I believe they should. I think they should win the Big 12 this year. But they've got a big test this week against Arizona State. I think Sam Levitt's going to be back for the Sun Devils, which will make that game interesting. Tech did beat Arizona State in Lubbock last year, but Skylar Gil-Howard, surgery on his lower leg, and the hope is he can get back for the playoff. Now, SMU going to be taking on Clemson. Cade Klubnik, he's got an ankle injury. He's questionable to start for Clemson in this one. Sweeney went ahead and said this is literally hour to hour. So I know we had, what was it? It was a Tolo a few weeks back talking about, like, man, well, maybe, you know, if they scheduled this game in the afternoon. It was for John Mateer in Texas.
John Mateer,
I mean, hey, every second counts.
Every second.
Coach Sweeney's like, hour to hour, man. Every hour is going to count here for Cade to get him out on the field and play against the Ponies. But we'll have to monitor that if you're an SMU fan. And then in the Big 12, the tortilla throwing. They're doing everything they can to crack down on this one, as Texas Tech was already fined $25,000. Herbie Hocutt, who is the athletic director, said the stakes just got a little higher. They had a meeting, and basically, if you are going to be throwing tortillas in this one, you will be thrown out.
Oh,
if they can find who
that is,
did
just
this.
So dumb. Like it's more appropriate to throw out a person than just to throw a tortilla onto the field.
Yeah,
this is tradition. This is college football.
Well, this should.
This is not unsafe. This is just fun. Okay, it is a bit
it's
wasteful.
It's become unsafe if they start throwing other items, and that's what the concern is here. Because of the pocket knife situation. Which
was a ball sack.
It might not have been thrown, but the problem is they don't want people to do this. They're trying to get ahead of it. The issue here is they should have never have cracked down on this before and said this is going to issue a penalty, because Texas Tech's been doing this for gosh knows how many years now, and it hasn't really been a problem. The second now you say, oh, we don't want to do this, and we're going to now penalize your football team, fans are going to make this a thing. And so then now they're throwing them. It used to just be opening kickoff. they throw the tortillas. Now they're doing it throughout the entire football game, and maybe other items get thrown, and they're worried about coaches and players' safety, and so now they're trying to crack down on this. I'm with you. I think it's silly, but I think overall it's the Big 12's fault for trying to crack down on it in the first place.
I agree, but I do think the fans are being, and you know how much I love the Red Raider fan base, but I do think they're being a little petulant here.
No, I'm not.
You know, because they were made an offer at the beginning of the season. Okay, can we just get it to a point where we're throwing tortillas at the start of the game, right? And they were going to give you a warning. If you do it again, then the 15-yarder starts. So I thought that was a good compromise. But Tech fans decided, you can't tell me what to do. This is my house.
Yeah.
And now they're throwing tortillas everywhere, and I do think it's reached a distraction perspective. And on top of that, it's a lot of work to clean up all those tortillas between, you know, you got a three-minute TV timeout to get all the tortillas up. We need a whole tortilla crew
get
here.
The tortilla crew.
They got one.
Get the crew out there.
They got one. They got, like, ball boys, but they're tortilla boys.
The tortilla crew. I guess 12 to 15 fans got thrown out last week.
I see the establishment side a little bit on this.
He is a bogey.
Tech fans could have made this okay if they'd just been a little bit more mature, Wolchuk. I'd expect you to stand up for that.
What if we set something up where they're
maturity all... Maturity and college fans? Come on.
Yeah.
We all just, like, throw them straight up together in unison as a fan base, right?
As
everyone
one.
In the building.
Just
we
one time.
All have a moment where we just toss them up sort of into the heavens, and they come crashing down back onto us and the fans.
I like it.
Right?
I like it.
I don't know. They've been doing this for so long. Now that Texas Tech's a legit football team, all of a sudden you want to crap on their traditions?
I love the tradition. I hope they can find a compromise so it doesn't go away.
I've been throwing tortillas and nothing else for decades.
Yep, just keep it to the opening kick. And then if you throw a tortilla afterwards, then we'll go ahead and throw a flag. We'll kick you out of the game.
Well said, Lucius.
Unbelievable.
And right. I would like to start an extra tradition of maybe buttering them with some cinnamon and sugar, just a little bit.
Just in case you catch one. And
yeah, maybe the extras. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe we just start throwing burritos, like bean and cheese burritos down there. And
wouldn't mind that either.
Make it a party.
Dude, bean and cheese burritos are so freaking fire.
Just classic and delicious.
I'm like, I don't know.
You like black beans, the refried beans.
I like the refried. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either or.
I sound like some judgment.
Don't give me a cheesecake situation on the refried.
Well, that's lazy.
No, I'm just
refried,
saying.
Refried, lazy, black beans.
I just like to, I like to taste the black beans better. I like them whole like that instead of mushed
up. And I do like black beans, you know. But when I think about a bean and cheese burrito, I'm thinking
more refried.
Yeah.
Last news of note, we do have BYU in Utah.
That's the holy war.
Gosh, this thing's going to get wild.
This has gotten pretty unholy.
Yeah, somebody
me,
took
Chuck.
This a little bit too far, as we did have a BYU fan allegedly threatening to shoot anyone that was wearing red when Utah comes to campus.
Man, that's not like the BYU people. They kicked my ass and were very nice about
it. That was not a good one. So that person has been arrested for allegedly threatening to shoot Utah fans who head to Provo for the Holy War. So that person, they took care of them.
We're kind of into these guns at Utah, aren't we, a little bit?
Yeah. Yep.
It's an outdoorsman state.
Yep.
It's a bit of an extremist state.
Go hunting. Let's do it.
I think they're radicalizing folks.
All right, let's talk pasta, shall we? Gosh, who doesn't love talking pasta? I know the 432 is going to be really offended. I'm doing a food list, but don't care.
Is that every day you get some type of...
Somebody's bitching to be bitching. Yeah. I mean, I try...
432, is it the bitcher to be bitching?
The 432, hey, anytime I do a food list, they're like, cancel the segment. Yeah. Can't do food.
Yeah.
But I will say, food or any type of movie or television gets the most text feedback. Everybody can relate to the food and to entertainment in some sort, form, or fashion.
Why don't you just alternate, like you give like a food and then give a sports thing?
Well, that's why I just spent the first 8 minutes or so doing college football.
Best backup quarterback, okay? And then you throw like, you know, you got your...
And now I've got about 3 minutes to pasta it up here.
Yeah.
So 877-881-1053, your favorite pastas. Here are the top 10 most popular pasta dishes in all of America. The honorable mentions, you get the linguine and clams.
Very good.
Tortellini.
Tortellini.
Tortellini's excellent.
And the manicotti.
That's where you got the cheese.
Tortellini, yes.
That's the one.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of the other day.
That's some good stuff right there.
It's amazing.
I think I said
ravioli.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh,
which are also
the ravioli is good too, though.
Phenomenal.
All right.
Phenomenal.
Unless it's in Shepherdie can.
Yeah, you don't like the Shepherdie.
No, that's not good.
Not into that.
Nope.
Number 10 is cacio e pepe. Can you tell me what that is, Brian?
Pepe. No, what is it?
Do you know what it is, Eric?
Come on, I don't.
I thought you were Italian.
Yeah, there's too many pastas to keep up with. Okay, I'm juggling a lot of crap here.
See, jeez. I told you you just can't just look at it, hear a name, and be like, oh, yeah, I know what that pasta is.
Yeah, an Italian should.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Cacio e pepe. Pesto pasta, number 9.
Pesto is the green, yeah, it's made.
Pesto is becoming so popular.
I make my own pesto sauce.
Okay, so does Maya, and I will say... Yeah. That makes a big difference.
Basil leaves, olive oil.
Making it from scratch.
With the cheese.
Because I was not super into pesto growing up. My mind's been open to the pesto, I will say. Pesto on the pizza. Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
More of a bread thing, yeah.
Yes. 8, baked ziti.
Wait a minute. By the way, that the
cacio pepe?
Yeah, it's a Roman dish, by the way.
Oh, light me up like a Roman
cable. So, yeah, it's it'll make you forget about mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Simple on paper, but difficult to master at some high-end quality ingredients. Patience will help you achieve. It's cheese sauce is what it is.
Okay.
Spaghetti with cheese sauce is what it is.
Shrimp scampi or Cajun shrimp pasta, getting texted in here.
That's good.
Angel hair shrimp Alfredo from the 817, getting texted. A little angel hair love. Do you love that? Number 7 is penne alla vodka. Traditional. Very good.
Not bad.
The vodka sauce.
Vodka sauce is delish. You're basically mixing the fettuccine and the marinara.
Mm-hmm. Is that what that is?
They get the pink sauce. That's the vodka.
Yeah. Aha.
6 is carbonara.
Yeah, you got the bacon in there.
Yeah. Is it like bacon and peas? Is there peas? I think I've had some peas or some kind of vegetable thrown in there as well. A little green to give it some color.
Capers? Yeah, maybe some capers.
I'd give it some saltiness to it if it threw capers at it.
Some Dom capers.
Which you've already got with the bacon. Oh,
right.
Thank you, Lucius.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
5 is the ravioli. And there's so much you can do because you can toast the ravioli.
Yeah.
And then you can also fill it cheese. You can do meats. You can do lobster ravioli, crab ravioli.
Weren't they doing the fried ravioli at the state fair?
I think so.
Yeah.
Haven't they tried to fry?
No, true.
I mean, could they just do full-on fried, like spaghetti and meatballs, fried... Spaghetti.
Yeah, they got like this fried lasagna at Olive Garden.
It's
outstanding.
My gosh.
Yeah, wow. They make it little bites, fried lasagna bites. I think it's an appetizer.
Oh, goodness, dude. That sounds really good.
Yeah, once I heard they were frying liquids, I was like, okay, I guess you really can't fry anything.
Like fried butter.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I was like, how is that going to work, you know? But I guess it worked. Number 4 is spaghetti and meatballs. Traditional, incredible, classic.
Got to make sure the meatballs are right, though.
And in some
places, you can't half-ass those things.
No,
and you don't want them to be dry.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Shout out
to
my father-in-law.
Yeah, don't let those things be dry.
Driest like meatballs I've ever had.
Do you like the big meatball? Do you like the multitude of?
I'll tell you this, Eric. Give me the meatball if there's only one. If there's only one, give me the big one.
Okay.
But if you're gonna mainly golf ball size, is what my favorite.
Get a variety
four
on
of them. But
tee that up.
If you can only tell me I have one, I'll take a big one.
Campisi spaghetti meatballs, favorite pasta dish from the 682.
It's good.
Number 3.
The lasagna's good, too.
Lasagna at 3.
Yeah. I think Lucius will agree. I think that should be 1 or 2. I think lasagna should be 1 or 2.
It's a classic.
Yeah, unbeatable.
It really is.
Yep.
Top 2 most popular pasta dishes in all of the United States. Number 2 is the macaroni and cheese.
Oh.
A lot of different ways.
Yeah, you're right. Because you could do crab. You could do lobster.
Brisket
mac and cheese.
It's got to be homemade.
Do you want to bake the mac and cheese? Or do you want, Kraft mac and cheese?
I'll tell you what, man. You could doll up that box of Kraft mac and cheese and make it like it's gourmet.
You can.
If you really want to.
I like it the next day.
Mac and cheese.
Next day Kraft mac. Just specific to the Kraft mac.
Like cold?
Not necessarily cold. Even though I probably would.
Yeah.
I would.
I wouldn't mind it. I dabble. I'll give it a shot.
I'll tell you what, that cheese sauce that has in the pack, that's just poured on there and you're like, this looks awful. And then you start stirring and you're like going,
wait a second.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 1, though, most popular pasta dish in America is fettuccine Alfredo.
It's a little heavy with that cream sauce there.
It's heavy but delicious.
It is delicious, dude.
It is. But it can be.
You put chicken in yours?
Yeah. Or, I mean, I'll go chicken and shrimp.
Yeah.
You know.
Man, double it up. That sounds fantastic.
I think that's really the
move.
That's
just like a gut bomb, but it is good. It is good.
Really good.
Rich. God, it's rich.
Creamy and delicious.
Yeah.
So there you are.
Thank you, Woolchuck.
I guess reporters have asked Stephen Jones for comment already on Trayvon Diggs, and he said no comment.
Yeah. I think everybody's
it's a comment-free environment when you have a microphone in front of your mouth.
Everybody's over there is a little quiet right now about this one.
Yep,
we'll test that coming up.
Stephen Jones going to join us in about 20 minutes here, top of the hour, on your home of the Cowboys. We'll see if he gives us the no comment as well.
How many questions can we ask in different ways?
Yeah.
He keeps saying, well, I can't really talk.
Well, I mean, he'll get annoyed and you know, make a hefty re-raise
he
on you.
He did break news on our station last week, so maybe he'll throw us a bone.
Will he hit us with the HIPAA violation?
Maybe. Obviously, we can't comment on that.
At the end of the day, it's a HIPAA violation.
We still like our guys.
We're live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. And we'd love it if you can come on by. Stella Artois is going to be here. They're going to have beer samples for those 21 and up. And it's a great chance to, you know, check out pickleball, learn all about it, maybe play your first game ever. Of course, I'm the GOAT around these parts. Last time I stuck around for a couple of hours, went undefeated. I held the main court. So if you think you can take me down, you got another thing coming. But we got biggest L's and biggest dubs coming up, Chief.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next year.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton. And we'd love it if you can stop on by, say hi, maybe play some pickleball. You know, this is the best place to play pickleball in DFW, best place to play pickleball in the entire world. They've expanded, so they have twice as many courts now. And before too long, they're all going to be full with pickleball enthusiasts. Here's the Chief with some biggest L's and biggest dubs.
Yes, sir. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. 469 caught a 6-pound catfish last night. That's a victory.
That's a big boy.
Big L, though. He says a 30-pounder escaped his hook 30 minutes later. So he didn't get the big fish, but he got a fish. And I think that's our good buddy, old Kid Muse, who just dropped us off.
Dude, beautiful.
He's a glassmaker.
Oh,
or
my gosh. This is absolutely gorgeous.
How about that for a chalice?
I know. Isn't that cool?
Walchuk's going to be taking shots of Svedka out of that tonight.
I'm going to be my wife probably is not going to be happy.
Nope.
I'm going to fill this sucker up and just be hammering shots over the weekend.
It's just water sugar. It's just water.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's better than booger sugar, honey.
Damn sure, yeah.
Come on. Seriously, man. We're tightening up.
Keep that away.
Steps in the right direction.
All right.
We'll leave that for Brad.
214.
That's good craftsmanship,
yeah,
bro.
No, how about
no,
that?
It is. It's amazing, cheers. Right?
Yeah, he had to get up out of here. He's not here anymore. But, yeah, the craftsmanship's incredible. Look at that. Got the purple thing going there. Felt like it was maybe an LSU Tiger. Broadus gets his microphone on.
Yeah, you just remind people that I was trying to work. And yeah, by the way, this Diggs thing, nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, because it's embarrassing.
I asked Schefter. He says, I don't know anything
yet. It's a bit suspicious, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, 214, our guy Woody, biggest L this week. The Sooners got waxed. That's right. Biggest dub. Next week I'll be in Denver getting ready for the game on Sunday.
To watch the Cowboys get waxed.
All right.
Wax on,
hey,
wax
Woody,
off.
Woody, you enjoy that. Have fun in Denver, but I don't think it's going to be a good day for us.
Yeah.
817, big dub. Treated myself to a haircut, straight razor shave, and 30-minute deep tissue massage. How about that? 100% re-energized.
Oh, the deep tissue massage? I had never had those.
It almost... Well, 30 minutes because it's so deep and painful.
It's the painful one.
I've never done one
because
it feels like it would be...
It hurts.
It'd be over the top.
It's like, why would you do it?
Yeah, but at 30 minutes later, man, you feel, re-energized. He's calling it a dub.
So for the first time last Friday before the wedding, I got the official, the Sweeney Todd style. They bring out the legit barbers, and they're going to go ahead and shave.
Straight razor?
Straight razor.
Looks
and it
good.
Was...
It's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't ask for this. All of a sudden, he's like, okay, lean back, sir. And, those came out. And I thought to myself.
Slap, 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 slap.
What the hell? But it ended up being a nice, clean shave. He did a good job.
Yeah.
Got to be able to trust your barber,
Draw
saying?
Blood?
Yeah. No blood. It was all clean.
No blood, no foul.
Tried to.
Wow. This might be the biggest dub of the week.
What do we got?
903. Wife and kids have been gone all week. Tolo Reginald.
Oh, they're not Reginald. Coming back.
Oh, Reginald, you're a legend.
Big
man,
dub, they're what, not coming back.
What am I going to do with this silence and this TV real estate?
Yeah,
video right? games, probably.
I mean, the whole nine,
a lot of
dude,
sports. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. You try to capitalize on just like 30 minutes of they're asleep, maybe they're gone, whatever it is.
I was going to say, that's the best thing about going to get your hair cut as a man is there's somewhere between 45 minutes and 2 hours where you can just check out.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's beautiful. You're just hanging with the boys. Usually got some sports on the screen in there.
Yeah.
Just soaking it in. Okay. We do have an L that we need to address. There's a handful, actually. But,
oh, what happened?
We do need to talk about one of the Pittsburgh media members, Andrew
Filippino.
Filippone.
Filippone.
He is not Filipino. He's Italian. He tweeted out before last night's Steelers game. He covers the Steelers. There's no way the Steelers lose tonight.
Oh, no.
In fact, I'll get my nipples pierced with no numbing agents if they lose to the Bungles. Because it ain't happening.
I love it.
That's
well,
what
he
said.
Just call Medford and ask him for advice.
That's true, but I think Medford did use the numbing agent.
Yeah.
Is he pierced yet?
I've seen no documentation.
He posted a video 3 hours ago. He has still not done it. But I think he's making plans to go and get them pierced.
Come on, Filippone. Time to pony up. Pony up them nips. And he said nipples plural. It's not like he can just get away with just one of them.
No, you got to go both.
I think you want to go both if you're going with one. Make it symmetrical.
Try to double up and maybe make it happen at the same time so you don't have to experience it
just
two times.
Just get one person on either side.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Wolchuck. 214, biggest dub. My daughter hit her first over-the-fence homer, age 11. Congratulations, 214.
Yeah. Hey, have we got Maya running around the bases yet after she makes contact?
Still have to scream at her.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, run! You've hit the ball off the tee! Run!
We'll get there.
You can run.
It's a work in progress.
It's all right. Final game's tomorrow.
Oh!
So
a celebration.
I don't know how much progress we've made this
big
season.
Big dub for you!
But it is a big dub for me. Now,
next week's travel team.
I can have some some Saturdays back a little bit. Big dub to, obviously, Cignetti out there in Indiana. $93 million buyout.
Wow. Yeah,
That's
if they fire him without cause, right?
Yeah. Which is most firings, right?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I guess unless he does something scandalous.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, if it's a Bobby Petrino situation.
Yeah, could, you can find something with everybody. Everybody's got a skeleton in the closet.
Face gets slammed against the curb a couple of times.
Talking about $93 million.
That's a good point.
He cussed at a player.
Oh, how dare he.
The vulgarities.
Was there guy? Was that guy Mike Price?
Yeah, Washington State.
Yeah, he had the Alabama job and ended up in a strip club there in Pensacola, yeah. Right?
Roll Tide, I think he was saying.
Yeah, he was.
And then and our guy, George O'Leary, had the Notre Dame job and
lied about it,
right? Lied about his
resume.
Resume, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been a head coach many years.
Read this one there, Broadus.
Ace Frehley is no longer with us.
Yeah, that's an L, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kiss?
Yeah.
Wow. Guitar?
Yeah. 74 years old, damn. Yeah.
Legend.
Yeah.
Musical game.
Yeah.
Diane Keaton, we lost
her last
week.
I always thought Kiss
week.
Was a little overrated.
Oh, wait, Diane Keaton?
Yeah. Something's got to give?
Yeah.
She passed away last week.
Oh, no.
I know.
What happened? Just age?
Yeah, I don't know the actual cause of death, but it might have been old
age. Ace Frehley could play a little bit.
I think I've taken the biggest L of the week, Chief, telling all these Tolos we were going to have flags at Pickler Universe and letting them down.
Yeah.
I want to
are they all waiting for us right now?
No, they're heartbroken souls.
Yeah, I want to salute them all for supporting us.
They are
16, and encourage them to play pickleball.
Some of the greatest people ever sitting around us right now.
Yeah. Really sad.
Just yeah.
Wonderful best. Human beings.
Yeah.
I would dance at all their weddings.
I would too.
Yeah.
And they all got jobbed.
You should get them to write that on a piece of paper.
I would shake all of their hands personally, but it would just take us too much time to break.
All right, can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
Got a flag in the car.
Ooh.
Should we have a drawing for the flag? Would that be fair? Would that be fair?
No, because I think you have...
I don't know if it's legal.
You have earmarked that flag.
Yeah, I know, but I just don't want... I want people to feel like they had a chance to get one.
I know.
I do feel bad for all of them, and I just keep saying, hey, man, blame Dawson.
Yeah.
yeah. By the way, yeah.
I'm like, kidding. I'm not doing that.
Flagtober, he started.
We all got to be accountable.
We had no control over this.
No, hey, big dub, though, to all of you gentlemen, especially you, Dawson, yesterday, hosting the show on your phone for a little while due to the old
It was like the old days.
It felt like a dub and an L at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was kind of fun because it reminded me of like when I used to work DallasCowboys.com and I'd come on with you guys, like on the phone, you know, and talk a little bit. Yeah,
big deal for Lucius for juggling all of that. Yeah. I'm sure that must have been a crappy position to be in.
It reminded me of the very early days of radio when
Marconi
the
and those
technology
guys.
Was unrefined, and it was about a 50-50 crapshoot if that remote box was going to work every segment. So you had to have your phone ready, usually a landline, dialed in on hold.
That's miserable.
Yeah.
Looks like it was pneumonia that got our girl Diane Keaton. So RIP to her.
I love you.
Okay.
Huge victory to the Hawaiian Japanese kicker. The Tokyo Toe.
Yeah.
Perfect 19 for 19 on field goals this season. Learned how to kick on YouTube, and he's such a sensation in Japan. He's like the 1B to Shohei right now. And now they've got it to where they can watch the Hawaii football games. Like a whole broadcast deal got done because this guy's so nasty.
So he's giant and he's good, right?
Yeah.
And he hasn't missed.
Yeah, he's automatic.
He's a freaking legend. Nice, dude. That's always fun. We're live. We got 1 hour down, four to go here at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, the G-Bag Nation. We'll see what Stephen Jones has to say about Cowboys Commanders and Trayvon Diggs. Concussion and more coming up next here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.